Time now for sports. Sunday in Los Angeles, it's Tinseltown versus Motown. Oh, I love sports cliches. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Detroit Pistons tip off for the Championship of Professional Basketball this weekend at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Our sports commentator...
At right guard, at 5'10", from Stanford University, home of a dozen Nobel Prize winners, and Ron Rappaport
joins us from Chicago. How are you, Ron? And we had to put all the fireworks in the intro because, according to some people, this playoff series is just about exciting as watching a truck run over a paper cup.
Oh, Scott, are these finals really necessary?
For the advertisers, yes.
Well, the trouble is that the Western Conference Finals between the Lakers and Timberwolves were so exciting.
Yeah.
And those in the East between the Nets and the Pistons were, to coin a phrase, unwatchable. Let me put it to you this way. Since the introduction of the shot clock, 24-second shot clock in 1954, no two teams in a playoff series have combined for an average of less than 160 points. Detroit and New Jersey couldn't average 150.
Yeah,
and that's amazing. What we're going to have to put up with here.
Yeah, it was the first playoff series I'd ever seen that was in serious danger of both sides scoring under even my IQ.
And here's Larry Brown, the coach, Pistons coach.
Of the Pistons, yes.
Yeah, it might have been ugly to most people, but my wife and I enjoyed it.
Oh, I'm setting my TiVo right now.
Can you make this stuff up?
Is there any scenario, I don't mean to be unpleasant, but short of a plane crash involving the Lakers in which the Pistons could win?
Only if they can bore them to death. Can this team beat Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant and Karl Malone, who's really on a mission to get his first championship ring after all these near misses? I don't think so.
Finally, Ron, by the time we talk next week, most of the odds makers seem to think we're going to have the first Triple Crown winner in X number of years in Smarty Jones.
Don't be so sure. Belmont is the hard part, Scott. It's the longest race of the Triple Crown, a mile and a half, and a lot of horses who have won the first two races have faltered here. It's not an accident that there hasn't been a Triple Crown winner since affirmed in 1978. The question is, how much Smarty Jones has left after those two brilliant victories and the Derby and the Preakness, and boy, what great races those were. This is a very great horse. Not good looking, not big, but unbeaten. The question is whether he can break this kind of string. The Triple Crown is one of the hardest things to accomplish in sports, and I wouldn't be surprised if Smarty Jones were not able to pull it off.
Well, I think millions of bettors all over the country are very cheered now, Ron.
Rushing to bet on Smarty Jones and the Pistons, right?
Exactly. Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.
A sports editor once said he would not cover the Kentucky Derby because it only lasted 2 minutes and you couldn't talk to the winner.